All right, Bex, here we go. End of another week. That is podcasting time.
Sure is.
For some, I'm sure someone once said this was their favourite bit of the show.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, no one's ever said that, so I don't know. I assume you're... Well, you're listening now, aren't you? You're listening now, but I don't know if anyone was listening before this.
So well, that's the question.
That's where we are, you see. We just kind of send it off into the ether.
Yeah.
Just off you go. Well, you go, don't look back. Your pals can't come with your podcast. You got to go on your own. Come on. It's the worst stag night ever. On you go, on your own. Have a good time. Bye. Love you. Bye. Imagine that. That'll be the saddest thing in the world, having a stag night when you're on your own.
Aww. You think that'd be sad.
It'd be sad. But funny
sad
at the same
stag
time.
Night.
Sad and funny at the same time.
Well.
So nice. What did you do? Did you go to a strip club? No. Did you go to the pub for a wee bit? Then what'd you do? Went to Wimpy. Went to Wimpy, played bowling them on. But bowling at the Wimpy, aye, they're all in garages now. They're all in garages.
Do you know, I've never seen one.
Oops. A Wimpy?
No, other than the one in the garage in Kilmarnock.
There must be other ones in Scotland, surely. Unless it's some portal into town.
You know, have you seen one anywhere else in the world?
Like, yes, anyone that's I think not I've in seen Kilmarnock. One. I think I've seen one. What do you call them? Motor services.
Oh right, okay, that makes sense.
Something like motor services.
Sure.
And I went, here's a Wimpy. Get in about that. And I go, can I have my big bender, please?
Have your what?
Big bender, that's what they have.
What's that?
It's basically a giant it's meant to be a giant sausage that they cut these wee grooves into and they run it into a bun.
Uh-huh.
And they don't. Last time I got it was literally three sausages in a roll. And it was like, well, the world's changed, hasn't it? The world's changed. Wimpy, you have let me down.
Do you know what? I don't know if I've... Actually, that's a lie. I have had a Wimpy once because it was a work night out.
Okay.
And that's what the... That was the dinner. We went to the garage. We went and we did bowling and laser quest... bowling and go-karting.
Where did you work for? A primary school? Were you
brilliant.
In primary three at the time?
Absolutely. What a great work night out. I cannot recommend it enough.
Tell you what, we'll have the Billy Kirkwood breakfast. Christmas party. And we will go to Wimpy and we will go bowling.
That sounds fun. Can we go go-karting?
No go-karting.
Why?
Because we've both been in car accidents within the last 6 months.
That's a good point.
And I do not think we can be trusted. Otherwise,
we definitely can't.
And a Monday morning, it's just going to be static. Just going to be static. Nothing. We'll go on our works night and then we will not come back. I don't think anybody wants that. Or everybody wants that. Who knows? Well, here we go. I Can Has Podcast.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. With them shoes? That is this week's episode. I am Billy Kirkwood here with Bex. She
Hello.
Is the first lady of West FM, the Lady Gaga of the airwaves. And I don't know what I am. I'm more Madonna, really. Keep having wins and got slightly scary hands. That's all you need to worry about. Right, of course, we're doing something a little different for the podcast today. Because what we're doing is Bex is going to ask me 20 questions in 20 minutes. Or as quick as we can get through that. As quick as we can get through that. You ready to rock and roll?
Sure. Why not?
All right, okay. So we've got 20 questions. I only get a minute for each question. You ready? I'm quite nervous about this. Because we've got random questions. It could be absolutely anything at all. We thought we'd do something a little different in this episode. Ready? Where did we go?
If you could disinvent one thing, what would it be?
Disinvent one thing. Junkies.
Why?
Well, because nobody likes them. They shout very loud. They always have a discussion across, like right down a hallway, right down the street. Eddie! It's like Eddie.
So there's no sense of volume there.
So okay, I feel bad about junkies. I should probably change that. What should it be?
What's caused you misery? What's annoying?
Traffic lights.
Traffic lights.
Here's traffic lights that people can push the button at and then cross anyway.
Yeah, that annoys me as well.
Well, you weren't waiting for the green man. You were just wanting to push a button and then just, oh, brilliant, you can go across. I hate that.
Yeah. So like traffic lights stopping you when there's no traffic either. That's a nuisance.
Absolutely can't stand it.
Yeah.
Absolutely can't stand it. Right, that's 10 seconds.
Okay.
All right, go.
What is the stupidest thing you've done because somebody dared you to?
Oh. See, you say stupid, but that makes it sound like I regret it. And I don't regret things like that.
Because
I usually go, well, that seemed a good idea at the time. So I'm going to say, stupidest thing.
It's quite a hard one.
Stupidest thing. There's a lot in the catalogue.
Yeah.
There's a lot in the catalogue. What would it be? Because I've lost my inhibition. I mean, the other week I got on stage and poured a pint glass over myself before I'd even said a word. Just thought it was funny.
Of course. Well, did it have a pint in it?
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't
sure whether it was juice or water, if it was
water.
Beer.
No, it was water. I wouldn't pour beer in myself. I don't want to...
I was going to say, you don't drink, but then driving home, you would stink.
I don't want to stink like your uncle's carpet. Do you know what I mean? So I'd probably say the stupidest thing I've ever been dared to. Let's have kids. Right, move on. Go.
What part of the human face is your favourite?
What part of the human face is my favourite? That is a weird question.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily the one of yours. Face. Just what part of the face do you like the most?
Well, I like seeing a smile.
Oh, that's nice.
I like seeing a smile. So I'll probably have to say, I don't read anything into this, the mouth. I'd probably say the mouth.
I would agree.
Because it's nice to see a smile. It's the whole you talk fee.
Yep. You can put food in it.
You can't do that with your nose. Nose is a bit of a pain, actually.
Yeah.
Eyes are good as well.
Yeah, eyes are pretty good. I wonder why we don't just have two holes. Why do we need this, like, fleshy, like, nosy bit?
That's a good point, actually. Like, do you know why? I bet you it keeps water out or something.
Oh, well, we would drown if it looked up or something.
So nobody needs that. Right, next question.
Okay, you've been given an elephant. You can't get rid of it. What would you do with it?
Destroy things.
What, like?
Everything.
It's going on a rampage.
Everybody. I'd take him walks for a start. Aww. I don't know. If he's all right, maybe I would try and just keep him.
Just keep him and make him happy.
Just try and make him happy. Have an elf in the back garden.
What would you name him?
Only got a wee back garden. Humphrey. Yeah.
Humphrey.
For two reasons. Number one, my gran used to fart. She used to go, oh, punched Humphrey like that. And it always made me think like an elf.
That's funny.
Somebody
I used to go and see a donkey when I was little and his name was Humphrey.
Oh, right.
So when your gran says she punched Humphrey, I feel bad for him.
Oh, no. Yeah. I think it was more the noise she used to make. It was the sound of a trombone dying.
Oh, how very sad.
You like that? Trombone very sick. Trombone yawning. I don't know. I feel like I brought that down a wee bit with that. All right, moving on. Next one, Bex.
Would you rather be able to breathe underwater or have the agility of a cat?
Breathe underwater or the agility of a cat? Agility of a cat. I think there's only so much fun you can have underwater.
That's very true.
So I would probably say the agility of a cat.
What are you freakishly bad at?
What am I freakishly bad at? I'm not a great singer. And I'm terrible at accents and not great at maths, not great at organisation of my life.
Keeping your shoes tied.
Thank you. I've glued them together. It's one pair of shoes. I've got this one pair of shoes that I cannot keep tied.
No.
One pair of shoes that
constantly
I cannot
loose.
Does my nothing, man. Does my absolute nothing.
Great.
I'd say that.
What's something you've tried that you'll never ever try again?
Well, got to keep this clean.
Please do. As I am your friend, there's only so much I need to know about you.
I appreciate that. All right, one thing. God, there's so many. Let me think. One thing I've tried that I never try again. Don't like fish.
Not a fan of fish.
Don't like fish. Although that doesn't feel like it's big enough to justify I will never do that again. One thing,
if you really don't like it, I suppose it is.
See, I was about to say abseiling, but then I did abseiling again.
Uh-huh. Oh, did you?
Yeah. So
you just hated it.
I just did not like it.
Yeah.
Did not care for it. But it's fine.
Sure.
I applied logic to it and I got through it.
Yeah.
One thing I'd try that I'd never try again. La, la,
la, la, see, for me, it's just instantly a food thing.
Snake charming. No, I think one thing I'd try that I'd never try again. Ugh, do you know? Trying to look after kids when someone's having a party next door.
That sounds hellish.
Never do that again.
I don't like that.
Adults are idiots. Right, next one.
What situation or place would you feel most out of place in? A library. Because you're loud.
How dare you? Where would I feel most out of place? I feel out of place in so many places. that's such a hard question. I'm trying not to get in trouble. not great at family gatherings, to be honest. I do kind of feel out of place. Out of place completely. I guess folk would notice if, like, I don't know, folk would notice if it was like
a Wayne's Ballet class,
American Ninja or something. And it was just me just standing there, hello everybody. Folk would notice. But where would you feel most out of place? Probably
it's
the royal,
hard one.
Royal coronation. Who's that?
Why is that guy there?
Hiya.
Tell us, what's an ideal holiday for you?
Oh, ideal holiday, Disneyland in Florida, something like that. Somewhere there's lots of cool things to go and do, lots of good things to go and eat. I think that's it. Something like that, where it's just loads of activities. Something that I'm gonna have my mind blown every day. That's what I like. That's what I like.
Good choice.
All right, what's next?
What's in your fridge right now?
I went shopping last night. I should know the answer to this. There will be Dairy Dunkables.
Ooh.
Raspberries and strawberries.
Yum.
Yogurts that I cannot eat.
Aww.
Heck, chicken Italia sausages.
What do you like?
Very nice, actually. They're basically the only type of sausages I can eat.
Ah, okay. Are they low in fat? Is that why?
Yeah, right. They're like regular Heck sausages, or like 6 pints or something, but you can have like 2 for like a pint.
Okay.
So it's pretty good. You have a stack if you wanted. Go sausage mental, mate. What else? What's milk? Usual stuff. Smoothies for the kids. Many baby bells. Many baby bells.
Oh, how cute.
And whatever crap my wife eats.
Sure.
All right, cool.
Okay, you're in the circus.
Yes, I am.
Would you rather be the person with their head inside the lion's mouth or get shot out the cannon?
Out the cannon, because I don't want animals in the circus where I work.
Right? I absolutely agree.
Because if you're in a circus, then good for you, mate. But
sure.
And I'm sure these circuses really do look after the animals.
And there's lots of circuses that have no animals now, which are amazing.
But here's the thing. Exactly. Here's the thing. See, if the animal was really just allowed to do whatever it wanted and was there completely against its will, it would be mauling you, mate.
More than likely.
Don't even give me that.
It'd be delicious.
Pooping all over the place, chasing the clowns, wild animals in a zoo. Don't make me laugh.
Sure, I totally agree.
So I'm getting blasted at the cannon, and I've got a big suit on. No, we have a wee skin-tight leotard and a big moustache. Me
Great.
And the Billalini brothers. Holly!
It'd be great. I would love to see it.
We talk in a broken Italian accent whenever, despite the fact we're both from Scotland.
Yeah. I don't know if that's racist, though.
He's from Maryhill. We're just keeping up the accent.
Of course.
Me and my brother. Holly!
We
even pretend we don't understand stuff. We go at the cannon. At the cannon! Yay! In the cannon. In the cannon. I go in the cannon now. Oh, the cannon. Dun, dun, dun. So that'd be it.
You'd be great. I'd pay a lot of money to see that.
Thank you.
Would you rather be able to copy and paste in real life or undo in real life?
Undo.
Undo.
100%. Not only my life, but everyone else's.
Why?
Just fix folks' problems.
I do agree.
Because you can always sometimes you can always pinpoint them back to a certain thing.
It'd be nice to be able to like copy and paste yourself, though.
Yeah. Although, despite the fact I don't. I try to live by this mantra, but you should never regret anything. Regret kills you. Regret nothing.
Totally.
So, you know.
I don't ever think about
regrets. But there are some things you might feel bad about. When you think of it, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I hadn't bought a white Ford Cougar from a certain garage. Thing's going to haunt me for the next 5 years. And if I ever see the guy with a lisp that sold me, I'm going to give him a lisp in his eyes.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, there you go. Right, next question. What
closest
chore,
I've ever come to swearing on this podcast.
What chore do you absolutely hate doing?
All of them. No, not great at washing.
Right.
Just because I think I always want to go through the whole process. See, hanging up washing, I hate that. I'll put load and unload a dishwasher.
Yep.
Even give me a stack of things like these need ironed. All those things. But you see, that having wet washing and hanging it up or having a pin in a tumble dryer, bloody hate that.
It's funny, isn't it? I actually don't mind that part.
Hanging up the washing, I think, is pointless.
I don't like the taking the washing down. I don't know why. Like, you see, once it's dried.
Well, in the house we're moving into. Uh-huh. It's got an old school pulley in the kitchen.
I want one of those so bad. I've been looking for one for
our kitchen. We're going to have to refurb it a wee bit.
Oh yeah, but it'll look great. It'll be so handy.
I've got a pulley, man. Needs a clean.
That's amazing. I love it. What's your least favourite mode of transportation?
Least favourite mode of transportation. No, I'm not a big fan of trains.
No?
No. And I'll tell you for why. Because every time I get a train, it's usually a Saturday, and it's just filled with absolute bams.
Yeah.
Can he stand? Look, I'm not casting aspersions over all football fans,
absolutely,
but there
not.
Is an element, and you act like complete... Oh, again, I nearly swore. You act like just, what are you doing? I hate that.
Anywhere like a train or a bus is difficult when you're with people that you don't agree with.
I hate that element of it. It's like you are still being transported somewhere.
Sure.
You're
have
still
a
in polite
of...
company.
Yes.
Just settle down.
You can enjoy yourself. You can have a drink. You can sit there. Just don't get in my face or shout.
I mean, everybody, see my hen nights. You're in. Yeah. We're on this
hen nights, stag nights, big groups of people.
We're on this giant metal tube together. Just chat to your pals, chill out and have a laugh. Chill
sure.
out.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Yes.
What are you getting so wound up about? Yeah. You're on your way somewhere. Yay.
Yay, have a good time.
There you go. It makes me sound like such a grump, but I'm standing by it.
Yeah. What age did you become an adult?
I didn't. What does that mean?
Well, you know.
What does that mean?
I'm wondering myself.
What does that mean?
Do you think you...
I don't like this question. HR! No, I don't... I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Like, just what age do you feel that you actually turned into an adult? Some people turned into an adult at 18. They got themselves together. They do all the things they need to do.
No.
Or was it later on?
No.
Was it when the kids were born? Did that make you feel like an adult?
That's a hard one.
Isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah. I think there was things that made me face the realities of life.
Right.
Does that make you an adult?
Well, I don't know.
That could be like 17. Quite early. But then other things happen in life.
Yeah,
other things happen
true.
In life. Do you know what I mean? It's just the way it goes.
Yep.
That's a hard question. That's a deep question.
That's a deep one. I threw in a deep
don't
one
like
there.
A deep question. Back in the shallow end.
If you could learn any language fluently, what would it be?
German.
Really?
I've always wanted to learn German. I should learn something like Japanese, or I should learn
Spanish.
Or I should learn Gaelic or Gaelic.
I would love to learn
Gaelic. I would like to learn German.
Yeah.
Ich habe zu nicht trinken, aber Bex, she habe die Mucht trinken.
No.
Which means I do not drink, but Bex drinks a lot.
I can tell, because it's really not too different from Scottish at points. And you can kind of work out some things.
Ich habe zu nicht campen. Aber Bex Mucht campen. Ich habe sie nicht möchte packen. Which means I don't like camping. Bex likes camping, but I can't park for crap.
I love it. German suits you.
So yeah. I think so. I would genuinely like to learn that.
Yeah. It's a
I've learned phrases. I used to listen to it in the car all the time. But then I've started doing the radio and I have to listen to other things. To keep up with pop culture and that. What's going on in the world?
So, on that vein, what sound do you love?
What sound do I love?
Is there a sound you love?
God. This is all quite deep into it.
I think it's deep.
Sound do I enjoy?
Just something you like.
Two things. I'll say two things. One of them, my son Maury's legitimate wee giggle is amazing.
Yeah, of course.
And so when he is just having the time of his life. Logie's a bit weird because he will, sometimes he'll put on, he's got a genuine laugh, of course he has,
but
he will put on a fake laugh. Yeah. He's like, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, you're at it, not a real laugh.
I love it.
It's so funny. Shut up. So there's that. The other thing is, something I find quite soothing is whenever you get your eyes tested, which is weird because I know your mum works at an eye place and it's when the optician's
she sells
going,
eyes, yes.
Okay, she sells eyes. Do you want a pint? No, <it's, laughs> a pint of eyes. Okay, is it better now or now? All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start in a second. I'm going to put up the circles. These are green and blue, green and red light. You'll see that. So what circles are more prominent? Is it the ones in the green? Or is it now?
Do you know, that's really funny because I can see why that's soothing.
Or now.
But that makes me aggravated.
Really?
See, when I go to a doctor's or an optician's and they whisper at me.
Oh, wow.
So now, what seems to be the problem? Speak up!
So,
shout at, like, I don't know what it is. It really, really agitates me.
So here, first of all, put your trousers back on. You sat in that waiting room now. We appreciate.
And do you know what? You're
I am hot,
voice.
Doctor!
You doing that voice doesn't bother me. Like, I find that quite soothing.
That's because I'm Billy Kirkwood, mate. That's
oh,
why.
That's obviously what it is.
And I'm a master of voices. I'm just waiting for all the. I'm just waiting for all these voiceover deals to come in.
Of course.
And finally, you can go to Pint of Glass Eyes. I was just trying to think.
Pint
of
Glass Eyes.
I'm not giving somebody a free advert. An optician's a free advert. You want to give me free glasses? We will talk. Please email WTF@billykirkwoodlive.co.uk.
We have got two questions left.
Yes.
What is the best way to spend a rainy afternoon?
Right. Okay. Best way to spend a rainy afternoon. You know, maybe I quite like going out a nice drive.
Sure.
I like going somewhere on
going
a rainy
somewhere
afternoon.
Doing something.
I've been in the car driving away, going, ah, look, it's soaking out there, but we're all right in here.
I love that.
I like that. But if I wasn't leaving the house,
sure.
I think some cartoons would be nice.
Great choice.
The Gumball, Gravity Falls, something like that. We can yep. all agree on. We won't agree on it for long, but let's play the game. then maybe. I don't know, maybe a bit of roast dinner.
Good choice.
Maybe a bit of roast dinner, something like that, or something looking forward to, bake a cake, something
yeah,
like that.
I totally agree.
Although I'm usually knackered if I've got a day off. Like, well, if I'm not doing nothing, I am sleeping.
Sure.
And that doesn't happen, so I'm probably a complete grump. I don't sit and do nothing very well.
That's, yes. And our very last question.
Yes.
If you had all the money in the world, what was the first thing you'd buy?
My way out of this. No, it's first thing I would buy, my wife out of her job.
Yeah.
Done.
So she could be a home time mummy.
I would walk in. You're done. Get your stuff. That's
but Billy,
it.
I actually quite enjoy my
done.
Job. No, come on.
Oh, well, I can comment on that another time. I think it'd be something like that. I think I would buy some people out of their current financial situation.
That's a nice
I
thing.
Think
that's a nice
what I
way
would do.
Of thinking
think
about
that's
it.
That's what I do. Then a villa in Florida.
Yeah.
You can get one for like 100 grand, and if I've got all the money in the world, that's nothing.
Exactly.
That's nothing.
I mean, and really 100 grand for something's not very much.
That's it, yeah. I've got stuff to do. Like lots of little practical things. I think buy myself out of debt. That'll be the first thing I do.
Great
but
choice.
But Billy, you're on the radio. You're not rich. Aye, okay.
You have debt.
What an idea. I thought you just threw money at the servants. Yeah, okay.
That would be an interesting way
you
to
that, live. You know what that is? It's 50p. That's going nowhere. I'll tell you that for nothing.
It's yours and yours. Keep that.
It's mine. I'm going to get a bag of puffs for that.
It's puffs. Oh, like what's the things?
Aye.
Puffed crisps.
Right, is that us?
Do you like what's this?
I do not like what's this. I don't like cheesy crisps. Sorry. I like Doritos though.
Okay.
I like them, cheesy Doritos, but I do not like what's it. Stuff like that.
We've learned something about each other today.
There you go, there you
what
go.
A good therapy session today
I think
was.
So. Next time is you.
Oh, God.
Next time is you. I think 20 questions, terrifying.
It's a
that was
scary.
Absolutely terrifying. But a slightly different way to do the podcast. You should play this game. Listen, play this with your pal, your partner, something like that. Literally 20 random questions you've got to fly through in 20 minutes. Get to learn a little bit about them. I bet you put them on the spot to a point that they will just not be able to ask.
Well, yeah. My other half likes to do that to me and
then you go to sleep.
In public places. I just ask you deep questions about your life. And you're like, oh, now's not the time to talk about this. It gets awkward.
Bex, if I knew you farted, it was like a whistle. Would you try and play a tune?
Yes.
There you go. Here comes Bex.
That would be amazing.
In the corner. Oh, she's actually listening with her mouth. Thought she had mac and cheese last night. Listen, make sure to like the podcast. Make sure to tell your pals. You know all this stuff. Hit us up on social media. We love to hear from you. She is Bex Johnson on Facebook. I am Billy Kirkwood, comedian, despite the rumours. You can also like the Billy Kirkwood Breakfast Facebook page. Feel free to get in touch with us. We post up loads of videos and lots of little bits and chats. We'd love to hear from you. And of course, feel free to listen into the show every weekday morning. More of that! this. Yay. More of this. More of this.
You'll be delighted.
6 till 10 every weekday morning. Unless I win the lottery tonight, then it's static on Monday.
Static on Monday.
I will not. We'll be here. Don't worry. We'll be here. Have a great weekend wherever you get up to.
Hope the weather's nice for you.
Whenever you listen to us, tell your pal. Let us know. If you are listening to the podcast right here, if you're listening to the podcast and you go, he always says that at the end of every show, if you're listening to the podcast, drop a message, let us know you're listening to it.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You do, because we don't hear enough from people that just listen to
we
the
want
podcast.
To know what you want to hear, because this isn't the regular show. We can talk about other
and
stuff.
And we know you're subscribing and we know you're downloading. We know that. We can see that you're doing that. The internet tells us.
Drop us a wee message just to say, just even if it just says podcast, we'll know that
podcast
you're listening.
With a salute, a fist in the air.
A wee strong arm.
Yes, brother.
You're getting very political today.
I think I am.
Running for office.
I think so. Listen. Oh, don't tell me. But not with my dick. All right, we're out here. See you later. Bye.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM.